Yevamos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, 5:2. In the previous Mishnah, we basically said that in addition to the usual two options the Torah provides for someone when you're in a scenario of Yibum, which is either Yibum, consummate the marriage, or Chalitza, sever it permanently, there are also two other rabbinically recognized acts which get you kind of halfway there. They're the acts which really resemble what happens in a normal marriage of Kiddushin, step one of marriage. You give a woman something of value, Kesef it's called, or a star contract, that, and upon her acceptance, she agrees to transfer certain marriage rights. That's normally called Kiddushin. In the context of our Mishnah, it's called Ma'amar, but it's the same act, just in the context of Yevamos, it's Ma'amar instead of Kiddushin. And a get, giving a get, the bill of divorce, is what severs a normal marriage. In the context of Yevamos, it has no significance whatsoever. Yet the rabbis treated Ma'amar as halfway to Yibum. The marriage is halfway completed, if you will. And they treated a get, giving of a get, although inappropriate on a derivative level, as like halfway towards Chalitza, severing the Zika, severing the relationship. Halfway there. Now, in giving a get, since we're treating it as sort of halfway to being a Chalitza, it has certain rabbinic significances. Two in particular are, number one, that the Torah prohibits someone who does Chalitza from then going and marrying the woman with whom he did Chalitza after the fact. That is referred to as the prohibition of Lo Yivne, he shall not build, referring to the verse where the woman says, Kachi asa le'ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv, thus shall be done to the man who will not build up his brother's home. And since the Torah could have said that, when the formula she could have said would be expected to be, thus is done to the man who is not or does not build up his brother's home, so the fact that it says will not, the rabbis understood to tell you that it's sort of now or never. If he won't do Yibum now, he will not ever marry her in the future. Meaning by force of a general law of a Torah prohibition, but not one of Karas, he may not go and marry her again. That's true when it comes to real Chalitza. But the rabbis are saying when you do give a get to a woman instead of doing Chalitza, it's like a halfway Chalitza, and therefore this prohibition of Lo Yivne, of going back and marrying her, kicks in, at least rabbinically. Second of all, by giving a get, we said that a regular full-blown Chalitza, although once the relationship, the Zika, is severed, still the Yavam, would be Yavam, who's now on his own, the brother, may never marry not just the Chalitza, the woman with whom he did Chalitza, but also her seven immediate relatives that we described previously. So that continues on. So therefore, by giving the get, although inappropriate, rabbinically we'll say also the person who gave the get can never marry that woman who received that get, her relatives. So those are the two ramifications of giving a get, both rabbinic in nature. Lo Yivne, he can't marry her after the fact, and he's Asr Bekroveha, he's forbidden to marry her relatives. By doing Maimar, you're halfway to being married, and that is sort of locks you in, because Yibum in full locks in this particular woman as opposed to other tsaros, co-wives that are also widows. It also locks in this particular Yibum act as opposed to any of the other brothers marrying any of this or any other of the widows. So it's halfway to being married by doing Maimar. So that being the case, our Mishnah now here and subsequent Mishnah has to follow are going to say, since we have essentially these four possible acts, the two that are deraisa significant, Yibum and Chalitza, and the two that are like halfway, that are rabbinically significant, meaning Maimar and Get, we're going to say, what happens if someone does one and then the other? What are the consequences? How do we resolve that? So here in Mishnah base, we're going to say, what if someone first does Maimar and then does the three other possibilities? First, he gives the Yavam, gives the Yavama Maimer, a ring, let's say, and says, we'll consummate the marriage by doing Yibum tomorrow. And then he follows up by either A, B, or C, either A, giving her a get, B, giving her a chalitza, or C, does Be'ila, he sleeps with her. What are the consequences? So we're going to be sort of exhaustive, saying, after you do one of the four, what happens if you do then secondly the other three? And the Mishnah will then continue on in subsequent Mishnayos to explore exhaustively all the other permutations. So here in our Mishnah here, we're saying first, Ketzad, how is this going to work? Asa mimer b'yavimto. Step one, he does mimer. He gives her something of value and says, with this, you're signifying that we're going to proceed with the yibum tomorrow. So another, kind of, I'll call it half married. Half yibum's been effected. And therefore, that relationship's been locked in, as opposed to any other possibilities and other co-wives and other brothers. So now what happens if he either does, says the Mishnah, A, B, or C, A gives a get after that, B does chalitza, or C does be'ila, sleeps with her. So to answer the question, really to think all of these cases through in this Mishnah and the subsequent Mishnayos, we have to answer the question on two levels. We have to say what's happening on a d'oraisa level and how to resolve that. And then we have to also ask what's happening on a rabbinic level and how we resolve that. Okay? So here, let's do the first case. Asa mimer v'yavimto. Step one, he does mimer with his yavama. He gives her the ring. And then step two, v'nasan la get. And then he gives her a get, the same woman a get. That's a strange thing to do, but that's what he did. So now, on a d'oraisa level, by doing mimer with her, that has no significance whatsoever. As we said, mimer and get have no application whatsoever mid-d'oraisa in a situation of yibum. So the giving of the mimer was nothing on a d'oraisa level. Giving a get is similarly nothing on a d'oraisa level, which means on a d'oraisa level, the zika that existed between the yavam and yavama still exists and needs to be resolved. And the resolution could either be by yibum or chalitza normally, but here it can't be with yibum anymore. Why? Because, of course, mimer is halfway to yibum. But once he gives her a get, we'll say the get kicks in the lo yivne iser, rabbinically, that he can't marry her anymore. And therefore, since rabbinically he can't marry her, and mid-oraisa he sells the zika, the only way to resolve it is with chalitza. And therefore, the Mishnah says, tzricha hemenu chalitza. She will still need a chalitza from him to resolve the issue. And then she'll be a chalutza, and they'll get on with their lives. And you will forever more be forbidden to her relatives and to marry her. If asa mimer, first he does mimer with her, and then v'chalitza, and then it is chalitza. So that's again kind of strange. I mean, if you wanted to do chalitza, you should have done it first. Why did you first do mimer? So what's going to happen? On a d'oraisa level, the mimer was meaningless. The chalitza resolved the zika, and they can kind of go home and get on with their lives. So that's a d'oraisa, nothing more needed. But on a d'rabbanan level, by giving her mimer, it's as if they're married. And the way to, like, rabbinically married, if you will, like kedushin. And that being the case, the way you dissolve a marriage that has already had kedushin, even if it's just step one of the two steps of marriage, but kedushin is enough to make them married, the way you resolve that, to dissolve that, I should say, is with a get. And therefore, rabbinically, by giving her mimer, she now needs to have a get to be free, rabbinically. And by doing chalitz after that, that doesn't resolve the rabbinic requirement to get a get. And therefore, the Mishnah says, tzricha hemenu get, she'll still need a get. That'll resolve the rabbinic issue, and then they can get on with their lives, happily ever after. The third possibility is asa mimer. First, he does mimer, giving her the ring. And then uva'al, and then he sleeps with her. So then, harei zuk mitzvasa. That is exactly how it's supposed to be. That is the mitzvah. The way that you're supposed to do yibum is, rabbinically, first do mimer. They'd even have like a ceremony with the sher brachas and so, and then followed by moving in, she moves in, and they sleep together, and that would be the mitzvah of yibum. That's the way it's supposed to be done.